A public meeting between representatives of Buccaneer Energy and concerned Homer citizens turned contentious last week, with many people wondering why the company's Endeavor jack-up rig is still parked at the Homer Harbor nearly 2 months after its arrival. Company officials say the rig will soon be moving to drill in the Cosmopolitan unit near Anchor Point. But as KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports, the state of Alaska says that's not likely to happen.
It was a packed house at the Best Western Bedarka Inn in Homer Wednesday night as locals gathered to ask pointed questions concerning Buccaneer Energy's activities in the area. The conversation quickly turned heated, with some audience members leveling accusations instead of questions, including this exchange between an unidentified man and Buccaneer spokesperson Mary Ann Pease.
The definition of Buccaneer is pirate sea robber. They are piratical adventurers who raided the Spanish colonies of the American coast. And are you here to destroy our way of life and disrupt this community? Because that's your name.
Thank you so very much for your little history lesson there.
One point of contention Wednesday night was permits, specifically whether or not Buccaneer has the necessary permit from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation to drill in the Cosmopolitan unit. Buccaneer Vice President Mark Lant said the company had filed with DEC for an amendment to its blowout contingency plan, or C-plan, permit that would allow it to drill past an October 31st deadline. The company, he said, was expecting to be able to move the Endeavor into the Cosmopolitan unit to begin drilling, quote, no later than mid-November. But according to Graham Wood, section manager in DEC's Industry Preparedness Program, that's not likely to happen.
The Buccaneer has asked us to consider that what we would call a minor or routine amendment, and we have denied that request and informed them that that amendment will be reviewed in the full public process.
That letter of denial was sent to Buccaneer October 19th, says Wood. And as of right now, Buccaneer has no approval from DEC to drill at Cosmo. He says the public process that Buccaneer will now have to go through will likely take at least 85 to 90 days. Meanwhile, the city of Homer is trying to figure out what will happen with the Endeavor, which arrived at the Homer Harbor August 24th and was originally supposed to be in Ketchumak Bay for only 8 days. A series of delays, mostly involving needed repairs and upgrades to the rig, has caused it to stay, and a severe windstorm in mid-September forced its operators to put the legs down, something that has caused controversy over whether the Endeavor's presence violates the Ketchumak Bay Critical Habitat Area plan. At the last Homer City Council meeting October 22nd, Homer City Manager Walt Reedy said Buccaneer still has not received authorization from the U.S. Coast Guard to move the Endeavor rig, and now the city of Homer is preparing for the possibility that it may end up at the harbor all winter long.
And that, of course, from Buccaneer's point of view, is the preferred alternative, because it's easy, much, much easier and much more efficient to work on that thing if it's here. But the legs down issue has to be resolved. And we have pretty much told Buccaneer that if you want to stay here for the winter, you got to have the legs down, because otherwise it's not safe.
Reedy says the immense size and triangular shape of the rig make it difficult, maybe impossible, to store at the deep water dock without the legs down. Plus, the presence of the rig at the dock is interfering with normal harbor business.
We're actually turning commerce away, you know, other vessels that would like to dock.
Buccaneer Energy had planned another meeting Wednesday night at McNeil Canyon Elementary School. That one focused on its plans for land-based drilling at West Eagle, an area 21 miles east of Homer. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.